Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Okay. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Is it doable tonight? And if so, how? The line keeps coming down. That means, you know, some sharp bettors taking Washington plus the big number that has brought it down. Does that mean they're going to win outright? No. All right. This is a hard sell. And I typically can figure out in the NFL, because it happens all the time, a lot of ways to pitch a potential upset. Washington's not one of those dismal teams at the end of the year that truly has no shot. You know, you get to that, you know, point in the season in which teams are playing out the string and somebody else is playing for something. And you can find a way where maybe that team can cover, but they can't necessarily win outright. Although even that happens on occasion. Is it doable tonight? It's doable, but man, everything has to go their way. Washington can pull it off tonight if, number one, they shorten the game. And by shortening the game, I mean, I think to do that, they've got to run the football tonight. You know, KC is fourth in the league in time of possession. Washington is 28th. You lose time of possession tonight by, say, 33 to 27, 34 to 26, you got no shot. No shot at all. You need to flip the script on time of possession tonight, because I don't see a lot of big explosives that you end up scoring in super short order against a Steve Spagnuolo defense. But I'll tell you what you can do. You can run no huddle to keep defensive personnel that you want on the field, but not snap it with 15 seconds to go on the play clock. You know, these are some of the things that they've got to think about. You know, in terms of complementary football, Cliff Kingsbury, Dan Quinn, Joe Witt Jr., they got to understand they have a major problem defensively. They can't stop anybody. Anybody decent, they cannot stop. And now they're without their best, arguably their best defensive player in Dorrance Armstrong the rest of the year. There aren't many solutions to becoming even, you know, a less terrible defensive team. So you've got to think in terms of, I know we like up tempo. I know we like to, you know, gas the other team's defense. We like to keep them in the packages that we have prepared for. And you can get to the line of scrimmage, but nothing says you have to snap it with 19 seconds left on the play clock. You got to shorten the game tonight. You've got to win time of possession tonight. And you got to do it by running the football, you know, and I think that starts tonight with all 11 in the run game. This has to be 11 on 11 football in the run game. The Chiefs are good, man, defensively. They've got Chris Jones. You may have heard of him. They've got George Karlaftis, who has become one of my favorite players. He is a true edge setter. Now, they've not been a dynamic pass rush team. But Nick Bolton, that linebacker from Missouri who's had, you know, a few good years now, he's a problem. They're well-coached defensively, they're disciplined defensively, and they've got good players defensively. But I did find something, and I went back and looked at some of the success that some of the teams that were 11-on-11, one team in particular, had running the football. The Chiefs are 22nd in the league in yards per carry against. They're giving up 4.5 yards per carry, 22nd in the league, even with the defense they have, even with the discipline they have. I think Washington has to shorten the game, and by doing that, I think it means they have to be successful running the football 11-on-11. That means Marcus Mariota is a big part of the run game tonight. He is an excellent zone read quarterback. He's an excellent designed runner in the run game. They've got to rush for 150 plus yards in this game. They're averaging 148, okay, per game in rushing yardage. That's come down a little bit here recently. I went back and looked at kind of the game in the moment that was the most comparable. Now, we did not know at that time how bad Baltimore's defense was when they played the Chiefs in week 4. The Chiefs ended up beating the Ravens 37-20, but in that game, Lamar Jackson played in the game. And in the first half of that game, Baltimore was running the football and they were moving the football. They were up 7-3 late first quarter and about to score again when Lamar threw a pick. They had two critical first half turnovers in a game that ended up going 20-10 at halftime. And that happened when 20-10, they scored 10 points off of the two turnovers. But they ran the football, and they moved the football with Lamar involved in the run game. He was 6-for-48 in the game, 8 yards per carry until the second half, when essentially they put Cooper Rush into the game when Lamar, remember, was not well, got banged up. And as we know, that was basically it for him. That Kansas City game was the last game he played in. But for, you know, into the third quarter, he had 48 yards rushing. Justice Hill had a big day rushing the football. That's the attack. That's the comp. The Baltimore game is the comp. And, you know, the similarities are striking because we didn't know at the moment, but we know now Baltimore's defense was horrific as well. So is Washington's. If they don't turn the ball over twice in the first half, that game is probably a Baltimore lead or, you know, maybe tied at halftime and they got a shot in the second half. You got to get to that point, right? Put some game pressure on the opponent tonight. But they had all 11, as they always do, Baltimore always does, in the run game. Yeah, 9.8 yards per rush, the Ravens against the Chiefs in that game. And most of that was really in the first, you know, half before Lamar went out. Short number one, pulling off what would be a huge upset requires shortening the game. And to shorten the game, the best chance they have is to run the football. Because remember, when you run the football, the clock runs regardless of the result at the end of the play. Even if it goes out of bounds, they quickly spot it and run the clock unless we're in the final 2 minutes of a half, final 5 minutes of the game. And if you can run it successfully with all 11, and I think that's their best shot to move the football against Kansas City, now you are keeping your defense off the field, which of course is the biggest disadvantage tonight. And it will be the biggest disadvantage going into every single game they'll play the rest of the year. The other team's offense will have an advantage, including a Miami offense in Madrid. They'll have an advantage over Washington's defense. So I do wonder whether or not there's going to be some, you know, there's got to be some sort of recognition from Dan Quinn and the two coordinators. If we go super fast on offense, even if we score, now if they feel it's the only way they can score is by going up tempo and catching teams, you can get to the line of scrimmage and snap it with 8 seconds instead of 16 seconds left on the play clock. I think that's number one tonight. You got to somehow end up on 35-25 time of possession and 150 plus rush yards in the game. Number two, They pull off the upset if they win the mistake battle. And I'm calling it the mistake battle because Washington has really had self-inflicted across-the-board mistakes in their losses this year. Take the Green Bay game out of it. They were dominated by the Packers in every which way, shape, and form. And their last three losses, -5 in the turnover margin, 22 penalties for 208 yards, 10 dropped passes, and a boatload of missed tackles. The mistake battle has to go their way in a significant way tonight. They got to be +2 in the turnover margin. They've got to have no more than 5 penalties. They can't have any dropped passes. They can't miss tackles in open space when you got to make tackles. It's going to be one of those games. Last week, I said the same thing going into it. If you end up with turnovers, penalties, and drop passes, you got no shot because your defense is not going to get off the field enough. So you can't self-inflict damage offensively. And last week, 11 penalties in the game. 11 of them. And that was for, 118 yards? 118 yards. 4 drops and -2 in the turnover margin. The week before against Chicago, -3 turnover margin. In that game, they had 4 drop passes. No drop passes tonight. 5 or fewer penalties. No turnovers. And actually, you got to be +2. Here's the problem with that. Kansas City has the fewest turnovers in the league through 7 games, 2. They don't really have to worry about it because Washington's got the second fewest takeaways with 3. I mean, it really kind of feels like a game in which when we're on the field defensively, the only way we get to +2, which, by the way, the only way you can get to +2 is to have at least 2 takeaways, is if Mahomes throws 1 or 2 up for grabs, which, by the way, he will on occasion. He will.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You got to win the mistake battle. I think it's +2 or better. 5 penalties or less. No drops. And you can't miss the number of tackles they've missed this year. Number 3, they can pull it off. It's doable if they limit explosives and then they win in the red zone. You know, believe it or not, it's really weird that I'm going to say this, especially with no Dorrance Armstrong. I actually think they have a chance of looking better tonight, or at least competent tonight, than they did last week against Dallas. Dallas, look, they played a very good defensive team in Denver. Did not play well yesterday. Offensively, they were horrific defensively. And it put the pressure on Dak to score on every drive, and they didn't do it, and he didn't have his best game. Dallas is so dynamic at receiver, at tight end, in the running game. In many ways, I think the combination of CeeDee Lamb and Pickens is better than what the Chiefs can throw at you. Now, so is Mahomes over Dak. okay? But I actually thought last week was just an absolute disaster, you know, at times defensively. And I have a feeling it will be less of a disaster tonight. I'm not encouraged, you know, by the, like, oh my God, the Chiefs aren't very good offensively. Of course they are. And Rashee Rice back is a massive difference maker. And the Chiefs are going to have their way with Washington defensively. But I think in some ways it may not look as bad tonight as it did last week. Here's the big problem on defense. First of all, limit explosives and then hope you can get lucky in the red zone. You know, you get a penalty, you get a drop pass, you get, you know, maybe a good defensive play, maybe, and you hold Harrison Butker to a field goal. More on that coming up in a moment. But the biggest problem with the Chiefs, whether they have talent surrounding him or not, is what Quinn used to say or does say about Jaden. It's not the first play within the play. It's the second play that ends up being crushing to a defense. It's the off-schedule creativity, improvisation by Mahomes that is the big problem. That's the big problem. And that's why I don't think they can play any man coverage tonight. They can't get a pass rush without blitzing. And maybe that's what they'll do, but I think they risk giving up major explosives if they do. They don't have anybody that can play man coverage against these receivers. Again, I don't know that they're the route runners that Lamb and Pickens are, but there's a lot of speed on the field, and Rice is an excellent, certainly an excellent route runner. But I think the bottom line is that you cannot let Mahomes kill you on the second play. And I don't know how you stop that. There's no answer for that. He's one of the greatest all-time off-schedule creators we've ever seen in the game. And it's those plays that are devastating. Devastating. And they're devastating in the red zone. They're devastating on third and 15. You know, how many times with Mahomes, third and 17, third and 12, and you, oh my God, you think you have him. No, you don't have him. And now he's out on the perimeter. And now, you know, Kelsey's wide open, you know, or Worthy's wide open. And then you got to make tackles. Or he takes off because your back's turned if you're in man coverage. I don't know how they play man coverage tonight. I don't know how they play any man coverage tonight. Unless they're going to send the house. I mean, on every play. And that might not be that might be a better way to go down. The problem, of course, is now you're giving up those explosives again. They can't overcome, you know, more than two or three explosives. You can't have another seven plays of 17 yards or more against you like last week. Was it seven? I think it was 12, actually. 12 of 10 or more. 7 of 17 or more last week. Limit explosives, win more often than not in the red zone. And then lastly, here's an advantage for Washington tonight. I knew this team was a good kickoff return team and a good kick coverage team and punt coverage and punting. So Washington leads the league in average yards per kickoff return. So field position could be huge tonight. Luke McCaffrey, a big part of that. Washington number one. Now KC is sixth in the league in kickoff returns. Washington number one in kickoff return yardage on average per return at 31.1. Also, Washington is the sixth best team in the league in kickoff coverage. We kind of feel that in watching them. They're excellent in kickoff coverage. You know, as long as Matt Gay's not kicking it out of bounds or into the end zone, please don't do that. There could be an advantage in field position here tonight. Washington's had some of those advantages. Washington's also fourth in the league in punt coverage. And Tress Way is third in the league in net punting average. These are all hidden yardage numbers that have to add up tonight in their favor. Yeah, I mean, a big Luke McCaffrey 45-yard kickoff return where you're starting in Kansas City territory at their 47, you know, once or twice tonight, huge. if you, you know, stop them before the 25-yard line, I don't know that – I mean, in some ways, like, I would almost prefer that their drives be shorter than longer. But there could be an advantage here. Also, by the way, Harrison Butker is not the same kicker this year. He has missed three PATs. He's missed three field goals on the season. He's had some issues kicking this year. Not necessarily the kicker he's been. So there you go. To me, it's you got to shorten the game. You got to win time of possession advantage tonight. You do it by running the football against a team that when they last faced true 11-on-11 rushing football, they gave up a lot to the Ravens. You know, they gave up 166 yards, 9.8 yards per carry, and Baltimore was in that game before Lamar got hurt and before the two turnovers. The two turnovers in the first half of that game were crucial. So run the ball tonight, 11-on-11 with Mariota being a big part of the run game. Shorten the game. You don't need to snap it with 15 seconds left on the play clock. Play complementary football, which tonight means keeping your defense off the field for as long as you possibly can keep them off the field. So don't snap it so quickly. You got to win. Number two is you got to win the mistake battle. Mistakes, not just turnovers. It's penalties. It's drop passes. It's tackles. As I mentioned, in their last three losses, minus five turnover margin, 22 penalties for 208 yards and 10 drop passes and a boatload of missed tackles. Number three, you've got to limit the explosives. They've had a major problem doing that. And then you got to win in the red zone. I don't know how they do that, and I don't know how you keep some of those explosives from happening, because it's Mahomes off schedule more times than not that creates the explosives, and there's no easy answer to that. And then you got to kind of win that hidden yardage battle, and they've been doing that on special teams with their kickoff return, with their kick coverage, and with their punts. And let's hope they're not punting too much in the game, because that's not a good sign either. All right, if you're on hold and you want to weigh in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Is tonight doable? And if so, how? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. Don't forget, you can watch us on our Team 980 YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button, hit the like button when you get there.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.